Thanks, Margaret. Just kind of building upon Margaret's comments, I would say another key element in collaboration is kind of that sense of a shared understanding of the problem that folks are trying to solve. And I also believe it's helpful to have a shared sense of values around how to approach that problem. And so the example at Mission Capital is the Good Measure Philanthropy Collaborative, and that really started between a couple of program officers at two different philanthropic organizations. It was MSDF and St. David's Foundation. And they were just kind of comparing notes, and both organizations deploy a significant amount of grant funding in Central Texas, and they were talking about a common grantee and just the data that they were trying to collect. And it was really the trust that they had built with that grantee, who very honestly and transparently said, "I'm collecting this data because you're asking me to as a funder, and it's a lot of work, and we're not using it at all. It serves us no purpose, but if you need it, you know, we will continue to do it." And so, again, it was that relationship of just being really honest about a tool and how it wasn't working for the intended recipient, in this case, the grantee, that really got these two funders to talking about, well, what should we be asking for? How do we use this data that we collect from our grantees? And what if we ask our grantees more pointed questions so we can be really good collaborators as funders and really just more efficient and get to a point where we're all amplifying impact. So really that's how it got started, between just a couple of foundations who were talking about process improvements. And then they gathered more funders around the table. And so they were really kind of the anchors that invited folks. And then before you knew it, we had United Way, we had the Andy Roddick Foundation, and Applied Materials, who were also willing to join the coalition of the willing that created Good Measure. And so again, I think agreed sense of what the problem is that they're trying to solve and shared values is really critical.
Our experience in supporting collaboratives has been mixed, and I guess I would say one of my biggest takeaways, and this is probably just new learning because I'm new in the philanthropy business, is that the people you're trying to help, the grantees, the organizations, they need to want it more than you do. Mm-hmm. And when you're a funder and some organization or group of organizations thinks you're interested in something and that you will give them money because they will express interest in it, they will show up. And we've had some situations where we have felt on the front end really good about, oh, great, all these people showed up and they really want to collaborate and work on this problem together. And you figure out fairly quickly that they don't really want to. They just really want to please you,
yeah.
And as a funder or potential funder. And so a big takeaway for me has been understanding that whatever the collaboration is, whatever the coalition is, that it has to come from them. We can be there to support with dollars, with technical assistance, but if they don't indicate that they want it and they're working on it on their own, then we're not going to be successful in supporting them.
Mm-hmm. I think that dynamic is very important, just to remember always that funders always, you know, have the soft power in the room. And so just making sure that we recognize that and acknowledge that and make sure that we're not, our voices aren't too loud because of the fact that we're the ones holding the money on that. I completely agree. One thing that had come up when we were also talking about putting this panel together and, you know, what seems to foster a lot of collaboration and ideas and, you know, people going, it's time to collaborate, is a triggering event or some kind of an inflection point where it's maybe a moment in time, maybe it's two program officers that get together and realize that their data isn't doing what they want it to. Do any of you all have other examples of that moment where you were like, yes, now we are at a point where collaboration seems to be on the horizon?
I mean, I think a really natural one in our space is executive transitions. Like the minute a CEO leaves, that is a perfect natural moment for boards to say, hey, wait, before we pick up the phone and call a search firm, let's like reflect for a brief minute to think about whether some kind of formal collaboration could help us move forward. So I think executive transitions, adapting to change when you lose a big funding stream, that's a natural moment to pause. I think even just like scaling, once you've got a great intervention, like, and you're ready to scale it, that's also like, who are going to be my partners to do that? All of these are just natural moments that really boards should also be recognizing and bringing up, you know, like, let's time out. And, you know, as we talk about the strategic plan, where is collaboration fitting into it?